it's appropriate for us to have the second reading in this and the gospel from St. John when we're talking about divine love. Of course, St. John and his gospel particularly are completely different than Matthew, Mark, and Luke. That's why Matthew, Mark, and Luke are called the synoptics, because they're similar. But St. John does not write at the same time as his confreres. This isn't church teaching, this part. This is my own opinion. I think it was the last thing ever written for the New Testament. He had written the letters. He had written Revelation. And in the book of Revelation, he talks about how he had to eat this scroll that would taste sweet in his mouth, but would make his stomach sour, because he thought he had given everything that needed to be written to St. Luke. But the Lord wanted something more from him, because the Lord had given him something more. It's in the Gospel of John that we learned that he was the beloved disciple. Now, in our way of reading that, that can come across as he was Jesus' favorite, and that could be true. But there was a profound friendship between Jesus and John that was different than the others. John had many gifts because of that friendship. And he's the only one who tells us something different that when it comes to how we're supposed to love. The others tell us all sorts of things about the Lord, which is beautiful. But in the letter, he first tells us of that everything Jesus did is a revelation of God's love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. That's why St. Thomas, when he writes about the crucifixion, says that's the first thing you should think of is the love of God. Because that's what it is. It's a revelation of the love of God, which comes right from St. John. And then St. John tells us in the gospel, love one another as I have loved you. Now, all three of the synoptics tell us about the Lord saying, love God above all things and your neighbor as yourself. But only St. John tells us that we're to love one another as Christ loves us. And so we have front and center the revelation of how Christ loves us. And that's to be the love that Christians have for one another. And it's all preceded by receiving the love of God. And so St. John again tells us that it's not that you and I have loved God, it's that God has first loved us. It's a one-way street until God loves us, there would be no ability on our part to respond. And so God takes the initiative to pour out his love into every heart through baptism. And then once we receive that grace of baptism, then we can love him above all things, and we can love each other as Christ loves us. So it's a powerful reflection on the love of God. And as if that wasn't enough, then the Lord says something even more, or maybe not even more, but he says something else that's a wonderful thing to think about, and I wonder if many people do. You are my friends if you do what I command you. Now, we have to go back to the love of God, because you cannot keep the commandments without the grace of God. And so that love of God is primary so that we can then follow the commandments, that we can follow the ways of Jesus Christ, which are the commandments and then more. And that makes us friends of God. Have you ever sat down to pray and thought of yourself as one of God's friends? Because you should. Because by his grace in you, he has made you his child, and he wants you to be his friend. Now, not like a friend, like a seventh grader in school, This is something that's deep and abiding, which is why it's appropriate that John is the one to tell us about it, because he was the first one of the apostles to experience it in the most radical way, to be a friend of God. And in a real way, we have to keep in mind that God's grace is absolutely transformative, even though outwardly nothing changes. I don't get the color back in my hair. I don't get thin. But I have the love of God, his very life in me through grace. That's how much he loves us. And while it is good for us to examine our conscience every day for a few minutes, not extended, and it's good to recognize that we are sinners and in need of God's mercy, that's all true. We also have to meditate on the fact that God loves us and that he wants us to be his friends, and he has come to make that possible. He has come to make that possible for us to live, as St. Paul says, in the freedom of the children of God. And I don't think we think about that very regularly. What does it mean to live in the freedom of the children of God? It means to have in the depth of your heart this recognition of who you are. A child of God, a friend of God, whom he paid the greatest price so that you could be that and I could be that. And then finally, in the gospel, the Lord says, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. In the Latin, it actually says that your joy might be full. So all of these gifts that God is giving, they do nothing for him, but they do everything for us. And the joy that we're given is already on this earth, but it won't be complete or filled until we're in heaven. And that's another thing that ties right into meditating on the love of God that he has for you and for me, on his desire to make us friends, is so that we can live with him forever in heaven. You will never meditate on heaven too often, because that's where you're called to be forever. And God's love makes it possible. His love and his friendship, which he willingly offers. You and I pray that we respond at baptism and every day for the rest of our lives so that we can be transformed, and through our own transformation in the love of God, we can transform the world. And if you don't believe me, just read the history books. Anytime the Christians live the love of God, the world changes. We can see that in the first 3 centuries. That's my favorite reference point. It was the love they had not only for each other, although that was quite powerful, but even for their pagan neighbors, that changed the whole Roman Empire, that brought them to Jesus Christ. And so we need to be bold in accepting the love God has for us, and then bold in living it. And if so, with his grace and our cooperation, we can not only change this world, but prepare for the next.